As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and we're in Birmingham, Alabama. I've met Tom Golden through social media. We connected on the Instagram, and I've been a big fan of what he does here at Southside Customs. Tom, appreciate you opening up the shop to us, man.
Yeah, glad to have you over.
So tell me a little bit about you, man. Where'd you grow up at?
I was born in Anniston, and then we moved to Mississippi through my formative years till about 83, and then back to Alabama. And I've been in Birmingham since 1989.
Yeah, so what about music? How'd you get into it?
Oh, man. Probably when I was in like fourth or fifth grade. We would stay up and watch the Midnight Special and catch all those shows like that. And back then we had great radio stations. So, just started following that. And yeah. I think my first two albums were Elton John, Goodbody, Ill Brick Road. And then like one of Barry Manilow's albums.
Oh yeah.
I had a realistic hi-fi. That was my Christmas present.
Oh, nice. Getting solid records for Christmas.
Yeah.
So I guess the parents really got you involved riding in the vehicles, or?
As far as what now?
As far as music? Those stations, or just in home?
Yeah, just in home, man. Listening to, album stations back then that would, the Clash's new album, London Calling, they would play it, and you'd stay up and hit your cassette and record that album and, wear it out.
Yeah, right on. And so how did you wind up back over here in the Birmingham area?
After I finished school, just looking around, Birmingham was a great fit for me. Felt like home immediately. And I've worked here and lived here for 20-something years. Yeah.
And so how did you get into Southside Customs? What's the origin story on that?
Yeah, that's one of those things that... It's kind of hard to explain, but I've always been a guitar shop rat, checking out what was new. I always had to find the guitar shop in that town and then get to know all the people and the characters and, hung out at Highland Music, religiously for years and years, and have known everybody that's flowing through there and, just talking shop and, one of my good friends, who's passed away, Billy Gallant, was a great guitar tech and musician. And I would just sit in the shop with him as people brought stuff in. And I never really even thought about building a guitar myself. I just was taking in information that seemed very useless at the time for anybody else. But we had moved into one of these old houses over here in Forest Park, and it needed some work done. And I was just the man to do it, I guess. You mm-hmm. know? So I kind of got in that construction mode, that mindset, and kind of crafting things, kind of headspace. And my wife had asked me to actually like antique some furniture for her.
Yeah.
And the process was fascinating to me. You know, taking paint off. And I thought, you know, I could do this with a guitar or whatever, you know. So I painted this god awful thing, you know. And I like took it down to Highland, and I was so kind of proud of myself, and then I, you know, throw it up on the table, and Don wouldn't even comment. I mean, he wouldn't even make eye contact with me. So I like put the shit back up and took it home, and I was like, well, I got to do better.
It's not as good as I thought.
Yeah, I have to do a little better to impress these people, you know.
Yeah.
So I was in this old, I had an old basement, which was really just like a cellar, you know. So it had still like dirt on part of the walls. But I kind of found me this little space down there, set up some tables and lights. And probably very unhealthily, I need to use fans and wore a mask, but started shooting guitars and learning how to make that happen. And mm-hmm. I don't know, man. And then I started building them, and I thought, what am I going to do with these things? You know, I've got like five of these things laying around here. And I went up to Don and said, hey, man, you want to try to sell one of these things for me? And like in a couple of weeks, they were gone. And I was like, well, hell, yeah.
There's a market for them. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I ought to keep trying this.
Yeah. And so I'm just like going through your work. You've done a lot of work for some of my favorite players here in town, like Early James or Taylor Hollinsworth.
Yeah.
How did you get connected with working with some of those guys?
Gosh, you know, I've been hanging around musicians for so long. It's just like, you know, Taylor has a history. He's Don at Highland Music's godson, you know. So we've known Taylor, known of Taylor for as long as he's, you know, been around. So it's just, you know, the musical community around here, you know, everybody's kind of tight. Everybody keeps up with, who's around and mm-hmm. Who's doing what. I think I met James Mullis at Highland, you know, and we just struck up conversation and, you know,
yeah.
Hit it off. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's one thing about electrics, and like, I mean, just looking at this telly over here with the Bigsby on it, it's, I've just recently really gotten into electric guitars, and then I'm beginning to think about what kind of gear I want on it, what kind of pickup and body style, and
yeah.
I mean, you can go down a rabbit hole with these things.
Yeah, you can, and that, it's part of my job is to keep you from doing that.
Yeah, so like when you're talking with somebody and like they're describing to you what you want, you're just kind of leading them and guiding them through what you think?
Or, you know, it depends. You know, some guys know exactly what they want, and they're very happy with that, and some people struggle with little things. You know, because somebody coming from a background of acoustic, you know, you were liking the telly, it seems that's a great transition guitar mm-hmm. for someone, you know. Just knowing little things about what, listening mostly, what other folks are, what they're trying to tell you they want.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's all tone. That's one thing is, I'm getting into the guitars and learning it. I mean, just take Fender. I mean, there's a huge difference between a Strat and a Tele.
Yeah.
You know, and you can go back and listen to these old records that you grew up listening to, and you'd be like, that's a Strat, that's a Tele, that's a Gibson.
Yeah.
And you can kind of begin like picking out who's who. And man, he recorded that album with a SG or, you know, whatever else.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes they'll fool you. I think, you know, like the first Led Zeppelin album, Jimmy Page was playing a Telecaster on most of that album.
Yeah.
You know, you just, iconically, he's the Les Paul guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, as far as, like, guitars and all that, how long have you been playing and how'd you get into that?
Oh, man, you know, just Christmas gifts, you know, back as a kid. I'm not a great guitar player by any stretch, but just, you know, I fell in love with music and just the tools of the trade, you know. And I mean, what's better than a guitar on a guy strung over somebody, you know? I mean, all my heroes, you know, strapped guitars on and, you know, did their thing.
Right on. And I wasn't aware of this, but I'd love to plug it now. I didn't know that you were a part of the Firehouse.
Yeah.
So I'd like to open up and plug that again. It's a great thing, and you know, I'm thankful for Eric Wallace and his heart.
Yeah, Dave, that's I'm with you there. You know, Eric's led the way. We've just supported him, and he does have one of the biggest hearts of any human being, maybe to a fault, but he cares a lot about what's going on. He sees things in people. And he's hired, you know, Stuart recently, and Stuart's doing a great job. It's just getting better and better, what's going on there. And I'm humbled to be a part of that.
So, I mean, how did the early days in forming the board and all that, or, you know, whatever you can share, how did that look?
Yeah, I guess it was 3 years ago. Eric had approached me. He said, man, I want to do this nonprofit thing, and I mean, you can be the president of it. I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? And he explained to me, and I thought, man, that is a great idea. That is a great idea. I love what you're saying here, and I just committed to him that whatever, I don't care, man. If you want me to be a part of it, you know, I'm in. He had been talking to Janet Stewart as well, and. So we all met over at Crestwood Coffee with Chris Hines, another board member, whose kid was in Eric's program at the time, who's now playing in Alabama. Chris Hines, we all just sat down, and Eric brought in a legal pad, and he had kind of drawn up his vision of what he wanted this to be, you know, particularly with the bent towards bringing kids in from the neighborhood, you know, and trying to encourage interaction. We already have a very diverse group of kids and people there, and it's very open, and kids are just have, with Eric's leadership, you know, they can find their way in ways we never had, you know, growing up. I'll probably go off the line here, but yeah, we just met and he showed us what he was, what he thought this was going to be all about, and we just watched it grow.
Yeah, I mean, just college years, I would intern and help out at these different ministries and impoverished.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Places in Mobile, and I was real happy to be a part of that. But I really like the mentality there. Instead of, maybe a religion or any other kind of ideology, what can we influence this community with? Well, let's do it with the power of music.
Yeah,
and give these kids a trade.
Yeah, right. Give them something to that takes them somewhere else. You know, that's what the arts are all about. You got to gives them a chance to express themselves.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's also a venue.
Yeah, that's a different part of the organization. That's but yeah, it's also a great venue. Do it yourself venue. I guess kind of a historic, kind of thing.
And if you're in the Avondale area, I highly recommend checking it out. It's a great hub, especially if you got kids that want to get involved in music. And it's always good to see those social media posts and YouTube videos that Eric's putting out with just what the kids are up to, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's growing, and we're excited.
Well, I wanted to step back on the south side of things. How does it? I didn't even ask you. How long have you been doing the guitar work now? Is it
just 8 years? You know, that came to me, at a late age.
And so, how does that work? I mean, you were taking guitars, basically consignment down the Highland, and selling them, and then the musicians started contacting you about getting bills.
Yeah. Well, it was luck of the draw. I had gotten to know Rowan Lawler about before he had kids, when he would come hang out at Highland, and we just kind of hit it off. And I had just started doing these guitars, and I'd built one, and he said, "Man, I like that a lot. Can you do something for me?" And I'm like, "Sure, dude. How about this?" And but he had encouraged me to go with Southside Guitars, and he was part of that whole conversation. We built him a couple of really good guitars, a couple of Telecasters that later got stolen, which is weird. But he was a big part of me kind of getting the balls to do this.
What about exclusively electric? Have you delved into acoustics?
No. I'm not that guy. I mean, I'm not. I do a lot of hollow body guitars for that effect with the electrics. Mm-hmm. But that's a true luthier, a true artisan that has to do that. And even if you have all the elements that it should be perfectly, all the matched everything, it still might sound like shit, So I don't want to put that kind of effort into anything.
Yeah, it's definitely like you look at the insides of an acoustic, there's a lot going on in there.
That's a lot of work,
Yeah. So what about just previous works? Have you got any was just your absolute favorite to just work on?
Oh, man.
Or one that just really pissed you off.
Oh God, probably several. Then I'll get pissed off at them. What'll happen is that I may put it down at Highland for a little bit, and I'm like, there's kind of the belief that if you build a pretty good guitar, somebody's gonna fit with it, but it just won't sit on me right, and I'll just go down there after maybe a couple of days and yank it off the rack and sit it in a corner, and then I'll start using parts off of it. It's just that sometimes things just don't work, and you have to accept that,
Yeah. So in the time that you've been doing it, what do you find as far as tone and sound of, is it the pickup, or is it the wood, or is it a mix of all those things?
I think it's a mix, and the neck as well has a lot to do. The wood is, I would think probably 50-50 with the pickup, but using great pickups helps a lot.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, that was when I was getting into the guitars, it seemed like to me, like with Gibson, it was, you know, the humbuckers, and then when you get to thinking about Fender, it's the single coil.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, that's how you really knew the tone of it.
Yeah.
And it would set it apart. And then when we were talking earlier before we started recording with, I wasn't even thinking about wood at all. I was just thinking it's all in the pickup, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot there too. You know, it's just trying to get that combination right.
Mm-hmm. So, what about like just people if they were interested in working with you? Do they just message you, or how does that
work? Yeah, message me on Instagram's probably.
Yeah,
probably as good as anything.
All right, cool. Well, I've got three more questions for you to walk it out the door.
All right.
What's the most iconic show you've ever been to?
Wow, man. Most iconic show. I'll tell you one that, weirdly enough, probably the most dramatic. Ooh, sorry about that.
Hello there.
Most impactful that I felt like the band or whatever experience, a couple of them. One was getting to see my guitar play with St. Paul, you know, for the first time.
Yeah.
I remember walking into, it was at the Alabama Theater, and seeing that guitar, you know, sitting up there, and I was like, and then when he broke into a solo, I think I teared up, you know. It's just like, you feel like such a small part of it, but just, you know, just seeing someone use your work and do the things that they do is exciting.
Oh, man, well, you didn't even get into that, like, talking about, like,
That was the first time, that I'd ever seen, you know, anybody of that caliber with my instruments. And I was just, well, not that of that caliber, but just, you know, the guy that I was a friend of mine, you know.
So. Yeah, and getting to see it.
Yeah.
Question two of favorite build to work with. What kind of body do you like working with?
I like Alder a lot. It finishes well. And I don't have to do a lot of grain filling and things like that. But it's kind of a good all-purpose wood.
All right. And last question, walk it out of the door. We plugged it for how people can get in touch with you, use Instagram. But if people want to stay involved, is that the best way to follow what you're doing?
Yeah, that's it. You know, I don't put everything out that I do. I just, you know, whatever hits me. I've finally got someone that's, I think, taking some better pictures than I did that's helping me out with that, William Yarbrough. So, yeah.
Well, great. And I guess before we go, is there anything else you'd like to plug or anything we left out?
No.
Plug the Firehouse, plug Highland.
I appreciate it. Yeah, Highland Music, that's my family over there. Harold, who, you know, is my, you know, big part of what I do. You know, go down there and use him and let him help you set up your guitar.
Right on. Well, Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right on.
Should've never gone that way. feel tempted some days. Well, it's better than being nowhere. Take me out to wisdom fields of towers. Let me feel respect from those around me. Help me not get fooled by those who charm me. I don't want no false sense of security, but I got nowhere else to go. Only places that I'm known. You run me off your safety zone. You chase me out of your ghetto. Well, it seems I'm automatic, but I've always preferred a stick shift. If the brakes begin to fail, you can't have shifted in first gear. Not sure what all the others say, but every day's a new year. Not sure what I'll do tomorrow, but I hope I get some pay. All I know is it's hard for me to think, and your words don't come out clear. And it's hard for me to hear, living my life with a slow gear.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.